Next on BYUSN, BYU men's basketball continues to fill out their roster with the addition of yet another transfer guard. Who is he, and what exactly does it bring to BYU? Speaking of basketball, BYU point guard Yegor Demin, former, joins the show and discusses how he's preparing for the NBA draft and what he's looking to improve during the combine next week.
Transfers Bear and Tiger Bachmeier make their show debuts to discuss why BYU is the right fit for them and expectations for next year. And who thinks BYU is a top 10 football team right now? And who has men's basketball up to number 3?
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Thursday, May 8th. I am Spencer Linton, alongside a man who is the number one fan of 3x3 basketball worldwide, Jerem Jordan.
I don't know about that, but this morning when Jimmer Fredette was on the Today Show talking about his new role with USA Basketball, Sue Bird as well, which was pretty cool. So Jimmer hasn't had enough TV time, apparently, because he was on the Today Show this morning, and congrats to Jimmer on his new role. He's busy, man. Like, if he wanted to just chill in retirement, I don't think this was the gig. He's out there working hard.
So much for slowing down. It's just speeding up for Jimmer in the worldwide basketball
scene.
When
we say retire, it's not the same as a 65-year-old hanging it up. You know what I mean?
Very cool.
He's just not playing basketball. Now he's a GM of sorts.
I hope they give him, when the United States wins a gold medal in 3x3 basketball, it's bound to happen. It's going to happen. I hope he gets some type of honor or medal. I hope that he's included in that. He deserves it. It's probably not going to happen.
Typically don't give even coaches a gold medal.
But he deserves
it. It's just the athletes. Yeah, interesting.
He's a gold medalist in our eyes. All rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
Men's basketball announces the signing of...
I told you when you got AJ. I said the ripple impact of this will be in the transfer portal.
Robert Rice. He is the type of point guard that I don't think BYU has ever had.
What's trending, presented by Tim Daly Ford, part of the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968. BYU men's basketball head coach Kevin Young continues to fill out his roster. As we mentioned, top of the show with another commitment from the transfer portal yesterday. BYU officially adds, remember the name, Nate Pickens, a 6'3 combo guard from UC Riverside, expected to play the one and the two for the Cougars next season. Now, this is notable because BYU, we knew, needed another ball handler to come in and help out Robert Wright III. We thought Dawson Baker might be able to spell him a little bit there, but all felt like they need another ball handler. So enter Nate Pickens, who can do that and will play both positions. Don't be surprised to see him on the floor with Robert Wright III and Dawson Baker and all the guards because of his versatility. So, Jeremy,
at the same time would be something.
With that backdrop, and look at these numbers, okay? Almost a 10-point-a-game score. Shot 40% from the field, 39% three-point shooter. Does that fit into BYU? You better believe it. So, what would you add to what Nate Pickens brings to BYU basketball and how he helps Kevin Young in this team next year?
Toughness as a defender. He scored 18 against BYU last year, which was awesome. Always good when a guy scores that kind of gets that kind of run against the Cougars. Went to the free throw line 108 times. 108 times last year.
Shot a lot of free throws. So he brings that element as well. Almost like Dawson Baker. He's a guy who can get downhill. He creates contact and gets to the hoop a lot. Now, our question, let's just go ahead right to our question of the day. Do you feel like, with the addition of Nate Pickens and everything that has happened, BYU's men's basketball roster is good to go, or do they still need to add more? An early response in from @Edwin_Miller08 on X answers, would really like to see one more big man. If Kay Bakeda gets hurt, BYU would currently be vulnerable against quality bigs. Now, BYU does still have some size, certainly. However, Xavion Staton is a guy that is a development project. He needs to put on some weight. He needs to bulk up. So he does bring minutes off the bench if Kata gets into foul trouble. But Edwin Miller has a point here. Wouldn't hurt to add some more size in the post. BYU does still have an open spot or two available. Weigh in on X, Facebook, and Instagram. Now, we also need to note that Gary Parrish of CBS Sports, Jared mentioned this off the top of the show, has updated his top 25 as of this morning, probably thinking about the roster. Has BYU all the way up to number 3? Are you kidding me? We were freaking out about 5 and 6 from so many different notable analysts. Gary Parrish has dared to take BYU all the way up to number 3 in his list. The 2 seed from Joe Lunardi in the approaching NCAA tournament bracket. And now just a wealth of respect from these national writers. Incredible stuff. Let's go back to the X machine, if you will, for some more responses to our question of the day as we break this news that Nate Pickens is official with BYU. At Christian W54451X on X says, good to go. Going to be hard to get minutes for everyone if a high-caliber power forward or post that can score down low magically came forward, that would be worth a look. Another vote for some size inside.
And I wonder if BYU feels like they need that. I don't know. I don't know. Right now, at this point in the transfer portal, you kind of get what you get. And Nate Pickens is as good as what you get at this point in the portal, Spencer, which is awesome.
At Sammy J. Dot on X adds to this idea that BYU needs more post depth. One more big would be fantastic.
Yeah, an experienced player would be nice because Xavion Staten is going to be a good player in the future. Is he good right away? Well, let's give him a minute to develop a little bit.
Weigh in on X, Facebook, and Instagram to join that conversation. The guard line feels like it is pretty solid right now. Plenty of options for Kevin Young to go to. And we were talking yesterday about that bench depth. BYU, it feels like, again, starting to develop maybe a 10-man rotation.
Yeah, let's see it play out. Let's see him get on the court. Let's see him compete together. But who's not playing on the roster? Who among them is not playing?
This is always the issue. This is always the issue. So much talent. All these guys feel like they deserve 20-plus minutes a night. You want that competitive factor, certainly, in your locker room and on the practice floor. Okay. Yesterday on the show, ESPN's Sean Farnham said he believes Richie Saunders, speaking of depth and this ultra-big rotation for BYU, is a preseason All-American. Whoa! So, one, you asked Sean, do you think it's weird that BYU is now carrying the expectation of being a Final Four team?
And he said no.
In true Sean Farnham fashion, he's like, no.
Yeah.
Why would that be weird?
Not wild.
Why? Yeah, it's not wild. Like, why are you acting like it's wild? It is to us because it's so new. Then he added, Richie Saunders is a preseason All-American. All-conference player last year, had an incredible campaign. Do you agree that Richie Saunders is a preseason All-American?
I think he could be. I'm not sure if he will be. Are you telling me he's one of the top 15 players in college basketball? I think Richie's very good. I'm not sure he's top 15 in college basketball. I think he's top 50. So, if you're giving out like 4 or 5 teams, maybe Spence, does he crack somebody's like top 20 or 25? I don't feel like he would be in the top 15 there. If you're going 5-man teams, if you're going like 10-man teams or something, maybe he's a third teamer. I don't know. That feels pretty aggressive to me. I love Richie. We all love Richie, but I don't know about that one.
All right, let's call timeout on basketball for just a moment as we continue to run through a very busy trending segment and get into BYU football. ESPN's Mark Schlabaugh has Cougar football ranked number 10 in his post-spring top 25. Whoa. It's not just basketball right now. Okay, Gary Parrish lighting the basketball world on fire for BYU fans, putting the Cougars at number 3 in his current top 25. Mark Schlabaugh now joins the fun with football at number 10. Earlier this week, 24/7 Sports had BYU at number 22. Jeremy, you and I tend to agree over the past few weeks and coming off last season that BYU is going to end up somewhere between, I don't know, 14 and 19, we think, in the preseason poll?
I think 12 to 16
is the number. 12 to 16 is the number.
I think if they were 17, that's too low. That's too low.
Okay, so those two numbers, we'll ask you this question and go to break and come back and answer it. Which do you think is closer to where BYU will be ranked in the preseason poll? Is it number 10, according to Mark Schlabaugh, or is it number 22, according to 24/7 Sports? Ponder on that, and we'll come back and get back into that. Now, after the break, before we go to break, actually, I should remind you, it's game day for BYU softball. They held on and beat Houston last night 4-0 in the second round of the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, they get Iowa State. Must win. Why? We'll discuss. After the break, however, the newest brother duo for BYU football, Bear and Tiger Bachmeier, join us to discuss why BYU was the perfect fit for them and what their expectations are for this season. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
And I am Spencer Linton, live in Studio B alongside Jerem Jordan. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. Okay, fast and furious opening segment. A little chaotic, Jerem, but that's what happens when you have some breaking news. I want to get your additional thoughts on Nate Pickens from UC Riverside, 6'3 combo guard, and what you feel, aside from ball handling and a backup point guard capability, that he brings to BYU.
Defense, toughness. Mm. Obviously, you look at Houston as the standard bearer in the league and you go, how can we compete with the other Cougars? Final four good. If BYU's final four good, that's the level you got to be at, right? It's that level. A guy that provides some good defense. Think of him as like a Trey Stewart type in terms of he's going to come in and try and make a three or two, and he's going to defend.
And Trey made a bunch of key threes.
Yes, and Trey was a good on-ball defender. I think Nate is like a little more physical on the guard line there. Trey, you line up with like the opposing point guard. Nate could, at 6'3", could line up with the 1, 2, or 3 on the other side. So I'm excited about Nate. And you look at the roster, Spence, I'm seeing 13 dudes, TBD on kind of the last one or two spots there. And there's only one guy that hasn't been announced at this point, the Southern Illinois transfer, who potentially could be in the starting lineup.
He could start, yeah.
He could start. So you've got Wright, Saunders, DeBonsa, Southern Illinois transfer, Cada. That's my penciled-in starting five at this point. Again, it's early. Maruss, Kozlowski, Boskovich, and Boop. I'm excited to see what he becomes.
Dawson Baker.
Yeah, Xavier Staten, Nate Pickens, Dawson Baker, and then Diamandi. There's some good options there. And who's not playing? There's a lot of talent there, a lot of athleticism. There's some proven guys. I like this. I like the senior class here, Spence, with some returning minutes and experience of Richie Saunders. Southern Illinois transfer is a junior. You got a senior in Cada. You got a fourth-year junior in Maruss. You got a senior in Boskovich.
Four key returners.
You've got a senior in Pickens. You got a fifth-year senior in Baker. Not to mention some talented freshmen and sophomores. So I think this is a great mix. Obviously, with AJ, Richie, and Robert Wright, you're going to compete with a lot of teams. But those three, I don't think, could carry you as far as you think. You need a team. You need a guy like Nate Pickens, who is experienced, who put up 18 in the Merit Center. Hey, have a great game against BYU. Maybe you get a scholarship. You never know as the opposing players now. Keaton Slovis, principal, too. So I'm excited for Nate. I think he adds an element of toughness. He didn't shoot well from the field, Spence, 39%. But from three, that's the number that you mentioned. That is really good. He improved that. So I'm excited to see how he fits in.
From the point guard position specifically, this is a loaded question because BYU was so deep at point guard last year. Yegor Demon and Dallin Hall. Like, that's tough to beat. Two totally different style point guards.
Yes.
But it changed BYU's offense when one of the two was on the floor individually. And then they actually played together and did some nice things at times, especially later in the season.
Yes.
Now you have Robert Wright III and Nate Pickens.
So there's one true point guard on the team.
It is Robert Wright III.
Because Nate and Dawson are combo guards who can play point, but it's not like they're natural, regular point guards.
Can we just call them RW3, too? Term that a thing?
They'll be another nickname at some point, I'm sure. Yeah. But I call him Bob Wright. That's just me, though. I've never met him. I've never talked to him. He's Bob Wright.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know what it is about Baylor and the whole RG, he's RG3, and now we have RW3, right?
Transfer from Baylor. If you're a grandson with the same name, you got a good chance to be a high-level athlete at Baylor, apparently.
Okay. Yeah. RW3, emphasis on the dub, because BYU is going to pick up a lot of them with him at point guard.
That's the hope.
But when you look at these two this year with RW3 and Nate Pickens, has BYU, I can't believe I'm asking this, upgraded at the point guard position?
No. And that's not to, you know, say anything about Rob and Nate per se. It's, you had two starters last year. And Nate is a starter type, right? In the Big 12, he's got to prove himself.
Yes.
Rob's a proven guy in the Big 12. I'm going to say no because you had top 20 pick in Yegor Demon and you had starter on a high-level ACC team, Dallin Hall and Big 12.
Two bona fide starters at the Power Four level.
The answer is no. In terms of experience and quality. But guess what? Robert Wright III, Bobby Wright III, and Nathaniel Pickens, They could certainly be very good. Just because it's not an upgrade doesn't mean they're not good.
Yes.
What if last year Yegor and Dallin were like a 9.2 out of 10 and these guys are an 8.4?
Awesome.
Like, come on. That's how I feel.
Awesome.
About it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And guess what? We need to see these guys play at BYU first. Like, we can make definitive statements on May 8th. They don't matter. We got to watch them play first. Come on.
How many days till November 3rd?
Da-na-na-na.
Once again, our question of the day, when you want to chime in on everything we've been talking about, is do you feel like BYU and their men's basketball roster is good to go, or do they still need to add more? A lot of you feel like BYU needs more post depth.
What do you think?
I'm actually okay with it right now.
Like, if you're good as is.
I'm good.
I think one more experienced post player would be nice because, yeah, Kabakata obviously is like the guy. And then Boskovic is not a five to me. He's a four.
No, but can AJ slide in and play the four?
Sure.
Because he has size,
sure.
Right?
It depends how big the other team is. It's rare. Like, you don't face a Michigan where you have 2 7-footers very often, right? Granted, they were in the same building in Denver as BYU, but, like, it was like, oh, that team's different. Like, they're built for 1988. Mm. Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon or something.
Diamande's like length, too, also helps. Almost like a yeah. Whip mag.
Yeah, absolutely. And in college, you go with, like, the 6'6 guy can be your four. Richie Saunders played power forward quite a bit for BYU last year. He did.
Remind me, was he good?
At power forward? think about his 6 offensive rebounds against VCU. That was the second most in an
so
NCAA
tough.
Tournament game.
So tough.
BYU.
Just straight effort.
So do they need another post player?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If you're the advantage is, no, we spread the floor, get up and down, and shoot threes. We have 4 shooters on the court at all times. That's the hope, right?
Yes. Scorers all over the floor.
Athleticism. NBA attributes, shooters. I think BYU's pretty good. So you can go up to 15 roster spots / scholarships. You don't have to do that, though. Who's handing out 15 scholars? You don't need to do that. I'm guessing BYU's handed out 12 or 13 scholarships. I bet.
And it's okay if it
stays
at that.
But I think everybody that's currently on the roster, TBD on, there's one or two guys that are TBD. Left over from last year, right? Walk-on guys. Of what happens with them, but like, hey, it's looking pretty good.
All right, let's go 2-minute drill here with a few other topics as we wrap up a loaded edition of What's Trending. Mention the number 3 Gary Parrish from CBS Sports has BYU up to in his updated top 25.
That's fresh this morning.
Has BYU peaked? Will it be any better than that, even in a preseason poll or an actual poll?
What do you think? Do you think 3 is the top?
I think 3 is about as good as it gets.
Does BYU ever get to 1 or 2 in a preseason poll or in the actual season?
They would have to win a bunch of games early.
They'd have to be undefeated.
To climb up to number one.
And like, they're just picking off Villanova, Dayton, yeah. Georgetown.
I think BYU's going to show up at number Clemson. 7 or number 8 in the AP preseason poll.
So they won't be top 5 or 6.
I don't like think that they would. I don't believe in the AP. There are too many voters.
The AP will
I'm just not buying it.
This.
Yes, I'm not buying it. Like, I like this. But I do not believe that BYU will show
just
up as a top 5 team.
Old-school writers will stick with Blue
yes.
Bloods.
Proven. Yeah, we'll see if this NIL thing pays off for BYU.
Pays off. Nice. Interesting, yeah. I agree with you that they'll be top 10 for sure. It's just where they'll show up.
I would love for them to be preseason top 5. Just don't think it's going to happen.
The highest ranking in men's basketball history, by the way, is 2. They did it in 87, 88 in the UPI.
Highest in-season ranking, yeah.
In-season.
Yes.
And then they were 3 in 2011 before the Brandon Davies news came out.
Sure.
They lost to New Mexico, and then they kind of fell from there. But they made a Sweet 16. They were a 3 seed. Pretty exciting. Ultimately, this is off-season fodder. It's great for a program like ours.
Yes.
But in season, win, advanced. And honestly, ranking is fun and nice. We'll talk about it a lot. But seeding is the thing that matters. Like, it doesn't matter what you're ranked going into Selection Sunday. It matters what seed you are.
Let's add to the rankings fun here, shall we? We teased this before we went to commercial break. ESPN's Mark Schlabaugh is BYU football number 10 in his post-spring top 25.
BYU top 10.
This is basketball we're talking about. We're talking about football.
And track right now.
Hey, 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
For the women and men.
It's pretty good. Life's good right now. People keep coming up to me and going, hey, is your job so fun? I'm like, 1, it's always fun, no matter what. 2. Yeah, it's you're right.
The athletics department in the Learfield Cup standings, number 10 in the country right now, overall department.
Yeah.
That is wild. This late in the season,
that's something
wild.
We at BYU care about. We like all the sports.
24/7 Sports has BYU football at number 22. So which do you think is closer to where BYU will actually be ranked in that AP preseason college football poll? Is it closer to 10?
And we do like the AP.
Or is it closer to 22? CBS Sports has BYU at 14, USA Today at 17.
So 16 is kind of the middle, right?
I think 16.
I think it's closer to 10 because I think it'll be like 13, 14, 15.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Do you think 22? Like it'll be closer to like 17?
I'm straight 18. Up in the middle. Like I said 2 months ago when we were a little closer to coming out of some recruiting and
now we're post spring
getting into
rankings.
Spring.
Yeah.
I thought it would be number 16. I still think it's going to be number 16.
And let's be honest. What, did BYU add that much after spring? Or BYU probably lost more than they gained in the net when you think about Keelan and Harrison. Yeah, the Bachmeyers. We're very excited about them for sure.
And Keanu Tonovasa and Justin Kirkland.
Well, I'm talking like spring stuff.
Okay.
So Kirkland adds to that. Tonovasa was before. It's probably, like I would argue, just a minor net loss in who you lost versus who you gained.
Okay.
But BYU was in a pretty good spot before. I've started to make like a board looking at all the positions, football and whatnot. And I'm like, BYU didn't add a ton because they added at key positions where they need it. But that's the model.
Yeah.
After 22, BYU added a ton of transfers because it was, hey, power four. They didn't, admittedly, after the season, people said, coaches and players, hey, it took a while to gel. Took a while to get the playbook. Da, da, da. The model is not add a million transfers for BYU in any sport. Frankly, in men's basketball, it's not either. I know they've added a bunch, but it's not like the whole team. It's hard to do that. And BYU is unique. Like, this place runs a little different. It's not your average college, as we all know for a million reasons. If you're watching this show, you understand why. To add a key specific fits, that's the model for BYU. And they have a team that was close, and they've added a few people. They lost some people. I think BYU feels confident that, hey, we can go into the season preseason ranked. We have expectations outside, internally as well, and we will meet them.
For the future, and we will do this on the show, we will go position group by position group and determine which position groups have upgraded, which ones have maintained, and maybe which ones have perceivably taking a step back.
And it's okay to admit this. I feel like people are afraid to say it. Like right now, I'll say the receivers are not as good as they were last year. You can't lose Keelan and Darius and feel like you got better. It's okay. But guess what? We'll play the season and see the development of
can they maintain?
Maybe. Like JoJo Phillips has not caught three passes in a game before. But we expect him to be a guy who's going to catch three a game, four a game, right? Be a key contributor for BYU. They have people, Parker Kingston, he's going to be asked to do a little more as a receiver now, right? In the return game, maybe kicking too. Kick return. I'm excited to watch that development. It's not just like, hey, cut and dry, this is this or this is that. It's okay. You can develop a little bit. And last year, we didn't see certain things coming either.
Even
we didn't
if
know Keelan Marion would be a first-team All-American returner.
Even if BYU does have a small net loss in terms of roster turnover, they were number 13 to finish the season. Why not show up 15 or 16?
And that's as of now. They could make it up in the season.
And then take advantage of what might be the easiest Power 4 schedule in the country.
Last year we were saying it was the hardest in the Big 12.
Didn't turn out to be that way.
And then most of the teams weren't as good. And BYU was like, then let's win all these games.
We're good.
Let's win
the games. Yes.
Let's do it.
Speaking of winning, BYU baseball could use a few of those.
Game one at Kansas tonight. Cooper Vest going to be running down third base like this. That bleach blonde hair flowing in the Lawrence wind.
Boop.
7 Eastern tonight, ESPN Plus. Listen on BYU Radio as well.
After the break, as promised, the newest brother duo for BYU football, Bear and Tiger Bachmeyer, on why BYU was the right fit for them now and what their expectations are for fitting in this season. This is BYUSN.
Who in the world are Bear and Tiger Bachmeyer? This dude graduated from Stanford in 2.5 years. Signing Bear Bachmeyer is fantastic in all ways, shapes, and forms. The Bachmeyers are at BYU.
Indeed they are. We are live at Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. And now the Bachmeyers are on BYU Sports Nation, joining us live over Zoom as the new brotherly duo playing for Kalani Sitake.
Have we ever done this
company
where we had brothers together?
Come on!
Like this is great.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation,
up,
guys.
No, stoked to be on. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, getting to run through the studio and then finally getting to be on. That's cool.
Okay, so everybody's got to know, because you had so many options and a lot of schools after you, why was BYU the right fit for you? It's a question for you both. Tiger, let's have you answer first.
It definitely was the offense that struck me right early on. I felt like I mean, in the past 10 years, putting up like 3,000 yards almost every year, it makes it a good spot for a receiver. And so when I found out they were interested and that they really wanted me, it just made a lot of sense. So, yeah.
And same question for you, Bear. As a quarterback, why did you feel like BYU was the place you needed to be with your brother?
Yeah, I think when you look at A-Rod's scheme and there's a lot of pro-style principles, but then it's married with, you know, a lot of tailored to dual threat in the kind of the modern quarterback, which I feel like kind of fits my game. So, yeah, I think it was a perfect fit. And I'm really excited.
Were you guys always a package deal wherever you were going to go?
No, it was just kind of, you know, where it was best for both of us. Luckily, it was at BYU. So, you know, hopefully it all works out.
We've had a brother-to-brother quarterback-to-receiver combination with Baylor and Gunnar Romney a couple years ago. Can we put you down for 10, 15, 20 touchdowns together? What are we thinking in the next couple years?
That's the plan. That's the plan. So, yeah, we're open.
Let's talk about fit right now. Tiger, for you specifically, what kind of impact are you hoping and expecting to have on BYU football this season in 2025?
I think that's an interesting question because obviously we came in together, but I can see the offense really needs extra receivers and not necessarily an extra quarterback, and it makes this decision an immediate fit, immediate impact right now. And that's what the coach has been preaching to me. And obviously a high and explosive offense, and I think I bring more of that to the table.
Are you going
to
be on kickoff and punt return too? Because you had a punt return for a touchdown.
Yeah. I'll definitely be in the mix there. Exciting, and I returned and did everything at Stanford, and so I'd like to see where that goes here.
We'd like to see you go into the end zone as well, so I like that. Bear, let's talk about quarterback and the fit there. Obviously, BYU has some experience in the room, Jake Retzloff notably, a senior quarterback. So what was the conversation about your potential role on this team, not just this year, but into the future?
Yeah, obviously Jake is somebody with an incredible pedigree. I think it's going to be, you kind of always want to go in and compete, but I think learning and developing from somebody of Jake's stature is going to be great for my development. And then obviously the quarterback room is full of studs, and so I think it'll just elevate my game. And we'll see what happens in the future.
Did BYU recruit you out of high school? Did you have a pre-existing relationship with the Cougars?
Yeah, I was actually on the phone with Coach Mitchell probably every week, kind of building that relationship. Obviously, at the time, I committed to Stanford. I'm glad I kind of kept that relationship, and I hope it all works out.
There was a quarterback from Idaho who went to Stanford initially, committed, and then eventually played at BYU. He's now in the NFL. His name's Taysom Hill. So we like the vibes that we're getting from you. Also, you have a similar build. Do you feel like you're a Taysom Hill type in terms of your ability to do both of those things? Because he had almost 10,000 yards of offense at BYU.
Yeah, the Swiss Army knife. I think that this kind of ongoing pattern at BYU and the quarterbacks that kind of come through, the ability to kind of make every throw, but then also make plays on the ground. I think it's a great fit. I'm excited.
Bear and Tiger Bachmeier are on BYU Sports Nation, joining us live over Zoom. Culturally speaking, BYU is a unique place. So why did both of you feel like, not just on the field, but off the field, this was a good fit for you, classes, spirituality, and otherwise? A question for both of you. Tiger, let's go to you first.
Yeah, I think that although it's a unique place, it fits me personally really well. I'm pretty spiritual. I've got applying to the MBA program here, and I think that after hearing how great that program is, makes it a really good decision for me to go on that end. And love the coaching staff, the culture, and after the visit, I've got a chance to see the campus, see a few of the students. There wasn't much going on. I think they're having a conference there, but just getting to talk to random people, getting to talk to the janitors, everything seemed like a really good place. And because I'm already been in college. I already know what I want. I'm not really going through a recruiting process, but more so, how do I see myself fitting in to a place, and I felt like that was the case here and on my visit, and so it made sense at the time to commit.
How about you, Bear?
Yeah, I think I don't think there's anybody who epitomizes, you know, being in this culturally kind of diverse realm than Jake. I mean, being Jewish and him really embracing, you know, his religion. And so, you know, we're Catholic, and I only think that we're only going to grow stronger with our faith, being around and being in this atmosphere, being in this environment. And then also when we sat down with Coach Satake, we were hearing stories of him getting mad at coaches for not going to their kid's game, you know, even if they, you know, possibly miss a practice. And that meant a lot because, you know, whether it was my younger brother had a game at 7 in the morning or my oldest brother had a game at 7 at night, my dad was always adamant on us going. And so just being very family oriented, that meant a lot to me. And so, yeah, I'm stoked. I feel like I'm in love with the culture already. So
love to hear that.
I'm hearing academics. I'm hearing work ethic. I'm hearing spirituality. I'm hearing family. All this fits in. This is a great place for that. You guys are absolutely welcome here. You mentioned your older brother, Hank. Hey, some battles with the Cougars, man, including one that was tough in 2021 where he beat BYU and they were number 10. What did Hank have to say in all this? And I think he was on campus with you guys when you made the visit, right?
Yeah. He's pretty adamant, like, do not make the move. Don't do it. as a joke, you know. But I think it really warmed up to him, and it was easy for him to see that it was a great decision. And him being a part of that decision was important for me. But he definitely was on board right away. He was right on board.
Hey, love to hear that we've won him over for sure. I do need to bring up the fact that, Tiger, you graduated from Stanford in 2.5 years.
What in the world?
How in the world do you do that at Stanford?
I really wish I could say it was easy, but it was a lot of classes. I mean, my friends would be like, hey, how many classes are you taking? And I'd be taking like 5 classes. And most other people are taking like 3 or 4 classes during season and everything. But it was just really important for me to manage my time. And I mean, looking back on it, it was pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. I don't really know anybody. I haven't really met anybody who's doing anything similar like that. But I did come in with about 10 credits. It's the degree is 180 units, came in with about 10 credits. This is my 8th quarter. We're a quarter system. I did 20 units every quarter. That's 160. And then, 5 each summer. So that came out in my degree legitimately is 181 units. So I barely made it.
Let's
this
go.
Quarter.
Oh wow. God. Hey, watch out. BYU MBA Tiger is on the prowl for something special.
Bear, you just so you know, you don't have to do that at BYU. Like Tiger, you do what you want, but Bear, you just take it easy. Okay.
If I was competing, I'd probably get my degree in 2 years.
There you go.
We'll see what happens.
You need the right major, I think. Yeah. Do have to ask you about the names. Those are fun. Your other siblings didn't get animal names, right?
Just our younger brother. His name's Buck. It started with Tiger, though.
It started with Tiger and Buck.
Yeah, but interestingly enough, my dad personally calls my youngest brother Cougar. So,
how about
most
it?
Most people call him Buck. He's used to Buck. Pretty much everyone calls him Buck, but my dad, just him, calls him Cougar. So.
Interesting.
We may have to call him Cougar now.
Destiny. Destiny. That's what I'm smelling.
Hey, great to talk with both of you. If you can't tell, we're thrilled to have you part of BYU football and to get the Bachmeyer brothers to Provo. Be well, and we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
You got it. Bear and Tiger Bachmeyer of BYU football.
That's funny.
So I'm going to translate what Tiger just said when he was explaining how he graduated from Stanford in 2.5 years.
Okay.
He did so humbly. I'm just going to say it not so humbly. All he needed to say was, Spencer, I'm really smart, and I'm smarter than you and most other people.
I went to class and I worked hard?
And that's how I did it.
I thought you did that at BYU.
I'm just smart.
I thought you tried that at BYU. I didn't.
3.5 years at BYU. I thought that was an accomplishment.
I redshirted academically.
Outstanding. All right. Up next, BYU softball picked up a big win in the Big 12 tournament yesterday. A must win for their NCAA tournament hopes. And which Cougar earned a major Big 12 award also from softball? Headlines on the way after the break. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. I feel like it's time for headlines.
Men's basketball signs Nate Pickens, 6'3", senior transfer guard from UC Riverside. He averaged 9.8 points per game, shot 39% from three last year, scored 18 points on 6 of 10 shooting, made three threes against BYU in the Marriott Center. I'm telling you, if you're an opponent and you have a good game against BYU and you're in the portal, you might get a phone call.
Six seed BYU softball, speaking of big time play, beat Houston 4-0. Cougars are the 6 seed, Houston the 11 seed. Now BYU earns the right to take on the 3 seed Iowa State in the quarterfinals, 8:30 Eastern on ESPN+. Man, they got to have it if they want to make the NCAA tournament. Listen to this. BYU softball's Ilovea Brittingham, named the Big 12 Freshman of the Year as announced by the conference yesterday, led the conference in home runs. She is special.
She absolutely is. Baseball opens the final road series of the regular season at Kansas tonight. 7-17 in Big 12 play so far for the Batcats. 12th place, 2 weeks left in the regular season. Top 12 teams make the Big 12 tournament. Game 1 begins tonight, 8 Eastern on BYU Radio and ESPN+.
Hey, we've already mentioned one Big 12 Freshman of the Year. How about the other? Delaney Gibb of BYU Women's Basketball, selected to the Canadian Senior Women's National Team Athlete Pool for the 2026 World Cup.
Nice.
Still on the way, our conversation with Yegor Demin about his preparation for the NBA draft, what he's hoping to prove to NBA teams at the Combine next week, where he feels like he absolutely will be better. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Back to BYU Sports Nation, live in Studio B. I feel like it's a good time that we catch up with Yegor Demin. Yeah, let's do that right now. Yegor, simply, how is life in beautiful Los Angeles and training as you get ready for the NBA Combine?
Really good, man. Everything I like here, same as Utah. A little bit different weather, obviously, but a beautiful beach next to the place I live at. Amazing gym, coaches around me. Especially, I want to say thank you to Zach Gonzalez, who's spending time with me here and working me out on the court. Having a gym I'm going to lift, and I mean, have everything to be happy, nothing to complain about.
What's life like when you don't have to worry about school and you can just play basketball and train?
Yeah, that makes it a little bit easier, not going to lie, when I don't need to worry to make it in time in class and, you know, don't forget about the homework. So, yeah.
Yegor, we know that your good friend Travis Hansen, after he got off the ship and cruising with the Cougs, got in a big van with his family and some of your friends, and they came and visited you.
We didn't get the invite. Next time.
Perhaps. Okay. What was that meeting like to see Travis and company after they got off the ship?
It was amazing. I wish I was on the cruise myself, and I hear there was a lot of fun over there, a lot of people. And yeah, it was really good to see him and all of his family. We had a little lunch and, you know, spent a little time over here. They watched me work out. So it was pretty good. I like that. I really appreciate him for, you know, stopping by and seeing me here.
Well, he certainly loves you and has a deep personal investment into your well-being. That much was discussed while we were on the ship together. But I know he's given you lots of great advice. What was his advice to you as you get ready at this stage of your life for the NBA Combine and draft?
I think the biggest thing from him was the idea of earning, you know, anything. From this moment now, it's I gotta earn chances, and I gotta earn opportunities. And it's not just, you know, I think it's also comparable to Coach Young's words about we're going and we're taking it. It's not just going to happen by itself, right? And right now, it's exactly what is going on. I'm working super hard and trying to take every inch on the floor. Either it's me working out alone or with the other guys, or we going through the combine drills or whatever it is. I'm trying to earn my I'm trying to earn this opportunity of being on the draft combine and draft speaking in general, right? Being in this conversation. So I mean, I'm lucky to have people like Travis around me because he obviously knows what it takes and what I need to exactly do to succeed.
You got the invite to the combine. That's pretty awesome. Not everyone does, right? 75 guys, May 11th through the 18th in Chicago. What do you hope to accomplish there, and where do you feel like you'll be really good in the drills?
I think a lot of people going to expect from me not shooting really well since the season wasn't the best for me in shooting, but I definitely going to prove somebody wrong and make a lot of shots. I would say that hopefully everything is going to go the way I want it to go. And because obviously right now we're getting ready for it, and I'm shooting a ton of shots every day, and just to be able, you know, to show who's the real Yegor taking shots, right? I think I'm just super excited to see how it all works. Obviously, I've never been there and I've never even seen how it all works. How does it look like? So for me, it's just important to, you know, it's super exciting to be invited and to be there, spend there the whole week, you know, being around with these players who I actually meet a lot of players over here in Los Angeles. A big part of them are working out here too. So I think just the general experience is amazing to think of.
Who are you as a shooter? Because I know you shot 27%. That was lower than what you wanted and what we thought you would shoot. But who are you as a shooter?
I think I'm definitely better than those 27% shooter. And I was living as a shooter. I think we already had this conversation before when I was back in Utah. I was living as a shooter. I live as a shooter, and I will live as a shooter no matter what season I'm going to show. And it never really going to change in me. Because obviously I know how much work I put into that and how much work the people who's next to me putting into that and believing in me, right, and giving everything they have for me to succeed. And, yeah, I'm confident in what I have.
Yegor Demin is back on BYU Sports Nation as he prepares for the NBA Combine and later the NBA Draft. Without question, basketball is a huge part of your day-to-day and your daily schedule. But what is your typical day like overall in Los Angeles right now, aside from basketball, Yegor?
Right. I'm not going to open all the secrets and tricks that I have during the day, obviously. The first workout we have, it's at 7:30 in the morning. And, you know, I wake up a little bit earlier, do my morning routine at home, get to the gym around 7, start warming up, stretching, getting ready. At 7:30, we start working out. At the start, it was just me. Later on, it was more with somebody else, so we can play a little bit one-on-one and live situations. We work out till probably 9, and after that, I would go back home, grab some food, take a nap. After that, going straight to lift. After lift, I had a little bit of a short period of time, a little break before I hop on the second workout around 3:30. And pretty much the same thing. It would be a bit more of a shooting workout with some other guys from the first division. And that's pretty much how it would look like. The rest of the day, I would spend recovering and getting ready for the next day to be able to give my best. And, you know, I'll go to sleep really early, which is not usual to me comparing to my normal routine, but here I have to. I just, it's not, I'm not forcing myself to go to sleep. You know, if I want to sleep at 8, I'm just going, and that's pretty much how it's all looked like for me.
What are you hearing from NBA scouts and people with NBA teams in terms of your NBA draft projections and how you're stacking up right now?
I think obviously it's going to look probably pretty normal, but like, I'm not trying to hear on any of that unnaturally, right? Even if I do, I'm trying to take through my head only critique, right? And some questions that they put on my game and then on me personally, right? He's shooting really bad. I don't know how it's going to look like in the league, whatever, and all that. So I'm taking those moments that can motivate me and kind of push me even more to work hard, right? And improve those moments that are being questioned, right? So that's, I think that's the big part of all these talks around me and kind of noise. I'm just trying to choose what I need for a better work.
Yegor, I know that you are still very, very closely tied into what's happening at BYU and the revamp of the roster and trying to fill a void that you left. And to your credit, it's a huge void because you're such a great player. What do you think of what BYU and Kevin Young are doing and positioning to do in year number two under Coach Young and this staff?
I think, you know, looking at the second season for KY as a head coach, and obviously this different team and different group that we have built in the first season, I'm super excited to see, you know, to see how it's all going to work better. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, the first season, obviously, for everybody was more of a let's see what's right, let's see what's wrong, right? And obviously, for us, we were lucky that we found a good rhythm in a good moment of the season, and we really found what is good. So I think now it's even easier. It's even going to be easier for the coaching staff and KY especially, and the guys who have already been there, right? With this new structure, talking about Richie, for example, or Kaba, or Brody, and all these guys who's coming back, right? Dawson Baker. I think it's going to be so much more confidence in that team, and the guys are going to know how to start the season, and they won't have this little, you know, moment of finding the rhythm as we did last year, starting bad, then, you know, speaking without coaches inside of the locker room and really deciding what we're going to do next. You know, either we're just doing whatever we want and worrying about ourselves, or we taking care of the one who's next to you, who's on the left and who's on the right, and fighting for each other. And I think this is how they build this team from the day one right now.
Yegor, always great to catch up with you, man. I hope at some point you have an opportunity to come back to Provo after you're drafted and the drills are done and play a little hoop.
I can't wait.
With this
team. I can't wait to come back, man.
Yes.
I can't wait to find this moment.
We look forward to that and wish you the best luck moving forward. And we can't wait to talk to you in the coming weeks as you prepare for the draft. We're excited to have you as a regular part of our show as well.
Yes, sir. I'm really thank you so much for inviting me again. I'm happy to come and talk to you guys.
Yegor, enjoy
your
time.
I miss you. I didn't see you guys in the real life for so long already. I can't. It's not feeling natural.
It's been a minute. We've been hanging out for like 6 months straight.
We missed you.
We missed you, dude.
Missed you. Oh, love you, brother. Great to talk with you. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Yegor.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
The one and only Yegor Demian on BYU Sports Nation. BYU is trying to fill up their roster because he leaves a big void, as do several players. Do you feel like BYU's roster is good to go, or do they still need to add more right now? Our Elite Voice of the Day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated, from Britton.Johnson with two N's.
But not that Britton Johnson.
Not that Britton Johnson. Says, not good, great to go, he
like
says.
That.
Okay, today's Rise and Shadow presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Ilovea Brittingham, Big 12 Freshman of the Year. Congratulations, that's big time.
Our thanks to today's guest, Bear and Tiger Bachmeier and Yegor Demian.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta, we ran out of time. Good luck to softball today against Iowa State.
For Jerem, I am Spencer. Shout out to Randy Reed. See you tomorrow on BYU Sports Nation. Go Cougs!
Not Robbie.
Randy.